This is episode number 2485 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Another one bites the dust.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. What? Who's this time?
Sofia Vergara and husband Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello. Whatever. Yeah, I think there's been some rumblings.
Well,
there's
Splitsville.
They're done.
Divorcing after, yeah, it depends.
Stick them with a fork.
Some things say 7 years, some things say 8 years.
Well.
So I've seen it both.
You know,
not that it matters
see,
at this
saw.
Point.
Because they're done.
They're done.
Yeah.
Stick them with a fork.
Yeah, right.
And a statement the couple writes, "We have made the difficult decision to divorce. As two people that love and care for one another very much, we politely ask for respect of our privacy at this time as we navigate this new phase of our life."
I, by the way, respect you for not trying to mimic her accent while reading
it would
that
never
statement.
Work.
Now, is she Brazilian? What is she, Colombian? One of those.
Could have told you that if you hadn't asked me.
I know.
Yeah.
But I had to ask.
Sophia is currently celebrating her 51st birthday in Italy with a posse of friends.
Oh, look at that. She's old.
But no Joe.
51.
And no bling on her.
No bling.
Finger.
No Joe. Just having a ball. Probably
couple.
Male strippers every night.
I doubt that.
Well in,
could be.
And went in Rome.
Or that's true.
Right.
Exactly. Literally. Couple was last seen together last month in Hoboken, New Jersey, as Sophia visited Joe on the set of his new project.
Oh, I was going to say, why were they in Hoboken? But okay, now that explains it.
It was a project he's doing with Vince Vaughn.
Wow, there's a name I've not heard in a while.
Right.
Wow.
But Joe's absence has not gone unnoticed by fans on Instagram.
Nah.
As Sophia later posted a photo with the message, "When life gives you lemons, you come to Italy to squeeze them."
No.
I kind of like that.
I like that a lot. I remember you used to say that you had the hots for her.
I think most people would probably do her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In a red
She's
hot
beautiful.
She's a stunning woman.
Yeah.
You notice I say that a lot these days. Instead of going hubba hubba, I go, "She's a stunning woman." I can't get slapped for that if I say that. Stunning is not, you know, objectifying anybody. It's a compliment, right? Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, John. It is a compliment.
She wanted to
look
squeeze what? What did she want to squeeze?
Look at you getting
wait a minute.
All
lemons.
Respectable and such.
Wow. Well, you know what? She's back on the market at 51. I think she looks damn good. There you go. I got my... objectification.
She does.
In.
Just no, sickening, but she does.
No, she's a lovely woman, I'm sure. But I meant she, I bet, well, okay, no, I'm not going to say that. Go ahead. I was going to say, I bet she's got a hot temper, but that was stupid. Can't believe I said that. Maybe she's Puerto Rican. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I think she's from South America, isn't she?
I believe South America. And you don't know that she has a hot temper.
I don't. I really don't.
She's very nice.
I'm sure she is. And she's Colombian.
Is that,
that's what the
up?
Internet says.
Oh, okay.
Colombian.
Well, then it must be right.
Colombian American. See, I almost did the accent there. And I wasn't even trying.
Yeah. Almost. And that's where we'll leave that.
We'll leave that. And we probably should leave this too.
Probably.
Anyway, well, you know, hopefully the two of them find future love and affection somewhere else. And Vince Vaughn is back. Let's hope. There we go.
It's stranger things have happened.
Mm.
Lindsay Lohan is a mommy.
Oh, she is, isn't she? Wow.
Now, they say that parenthood can change a person.
Let's hope so. For
so
the good.
This is...
For the better.
Obviously, it can't get worse.
I think she's probably okay now. She's been married for a while.
Okay.
Unless he's bat crap crazy.
Well, she and husband, Bader Shamas, mm-hmm. they've given birth to their first child.
Aww.
A son
a
named...
A son.
Luai.
Luai?
It's L-U-A-I.
Okay. That
so
sounds
I'm
like
going
it's
with Luai.
That sounds right.
According
Maybe
to her
Little Lou for short.
Little Lou.
Little Lou.
According to her rep, the family is over the moon
sure.
in love.
Sure there.
The baby was born in Dubai, where the couple lives, although exact birth date was not immediately made known.
Now, we know that Bader's got money, right? Because there's no way in hell she could afford to live in Dubai. Because Dubai
and she's not going to marry someone without money.
Living in one of the most expensive places in the world.
Is it?
Yeah, but they have a lot of poverty there, too. So they've got just this,
middle class.
Yeah.
So Luai is an Arabic name that means shield or protector.
Okay, all right.
Lilo and Luai. So Lilo used
Lilo and Stitch.
She used a coming soon onesie to announce her pregnancy back in March.
Remember that?
Amanda,
we reported that.
We did.
Yeah.
Amanda Seyfried gushed over her Mean Girls co-star's wonderful news in the comment section. And as for fellow new mother Paris Hilton, she wrote, "Congratulations, love. So happy for you. Welcome to the mommy club."
I got to say about Paris Hilton being a mommy, she probably has never seen her baby longer than about 10 minutes since it was born. Because she's got people.
A lot of people.
She perpetuates that. You've seen Paris Hilton on the Hilton hotel commercials, right? She walks into a room and they've got a room full of luggage for her. She gets an adjacent room just for her luggage. I mean, come on. You really think that she spends any time with that baby? I'm thinking about Downton Abbey now.
Goodness.
I'm thinking about Downton Abbey back in the day when the nannies took care of the children.
On the third floor.
And
in the nursery.
They were not allowed to come down and see Grandmama and Grandpapa. But the parents went up to visit them after dinner. They didn't have dinner together. They went up to visit them after dinner and play with them for 10 minutes, and then the nannies would put them down. It's a tough-ass life. Tough ass. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, and he knows how they do it in Dubai. I don't know.
Well, I don't think Lindsay Lohan's going to have a problem with that. I think Paris Hilton has no problem with her kids. I mean, it's like, because she doesn't raise them. Somebody else raises her kid.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know that for sure.
I know that for sure. I'm sure of it. By God, I'm sure of it.
I'm sure her dogs have nannies.
Her dogs have nannies, but her dogs...
Instead of her kids.
Probably get more of her attention.
Oh, my goodness.
Sliving is called sliving. We weren't talking about Paris. We're talking about Lilo. Congratulations to Lilo and Bader on their first child. May they forever be joined to whatever. All right, with my apologies to Diamond Baby, who's one of Perrin Hilton's dogs.
Yeah.
And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.